Hi. I need your help. Can I come in? Thank you. I was hoping you would be home, but I knew it was risky at this hour. I just didn't know who else to go to. I was trying out a new spell, and it went completely wrong. I was trying to prepare it for tomorrow. You know, that way I could show you guys and impress you. But it's backfired on me. And it's not like I can really talk to the others about it because we're not as close, and I know they're going to make fun of me and the side effects, and just, they're never going to let me live this down. I'm too embarrassed to say it out loud to Maeve. And I can't imagine what Owen's face would be like if he found out. I just know it would be never-ending judgmental lectures from those two. And, like, yeah, okay, I get it. I get it. I did something I wasn't supposed to do. But you don't have to treat me like I'm a child. And, like, I knew you were going to judge me, but not to the extent that the other two are. And if I told them what went wrong, well, then I would just get an I told you so from Maeve, and so you're asking for my help. And that smug fucking voice that Owen always has. And that means you're the only one left, and I trust you the most, so it kind of works out. You'll help me, right? Right. I still have to tell you exactly what I did. Promise you won't laugh at me. I was trying to give myself a strength boost. I wanted to be stronger in a fight so that I don't go down so easily. I know my strength is magic, but that doesn't mean I want to be built like glass. So I tried to make myself physically stronger. If I was able to make it work on myself, and I don't know, make myself tankier, maybe I would be able to use it on the rest of you as well, you know, when things start to get tough. So I tested out this spell that I had personally tweaked, and it worked. First try in everything. I feel steadier, if that makes any sense. The only problem is the side effects. I wasn't expecting there to be an appetite that came along with the boost, you know? Not that kind of appetite. It would make sense if I was simply just hungrier. I thought if I ignored the feeling that maybe the magic would simply wear off and that gnawing sensation would go away. But it hasn't. Not yet, at least. I'm currently on hour 5 of this and I'm losing my mind. That's why I decided to seek you out for help. You're my best friend and the person I trust most in this world. If anyone is going to see me like this, I want it to be you. For some reason, I'm hungry for sex. I tried masturbating, edging, giving myself as many orgasms as I could, and it still didn't go away. That's when I decided to try to have sex with someone. I was going to try to find a stranger, but realized that would be way too risky. I'm not sure what's going to happen to me, and I really don't want anyone to take advantage of my weakened state. The only person I trust enough with this information is you. I don't think I would ever live this down if we told Maeve. And I know Owen would bring it up once a day if I told him. So I come to you as a friend, asking for a favor. Please, will you fuck me? Really? You will? Thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I owe you big time for this. Okay. Why don't you make yourself comfortable while I undress? If you let me do what I need, this can be over fairly quickly. After all, I don't think you really want to drag this out. I'm sure the last thing you want is to fuck your friend. You're still going to be able to look at me the same way, right? This is why I went to you. You're my rock. There's no one else I could trust with this and not have them judge me or try to take advantage of the situation. It's not often you get cursed with a sexual appetite like this. I can only hope that you're going to make it go away. If an orgasm from you doesn't make the feeling go away, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I won't be able to help in the fights tomorrow, that's for damn sure. At least, not in this state. All I can think about is you right now. Can you see how wet I am from your position, sweetheart? Pussy dripping just from looking at you laid out like this. Why don't you undress for me while I take my seat right next to you? That's it. There you are. Wow. I wasn't expecting you to look like that underneath all those clothes. Do you always try to hide how hot you are, or is it just from me? Sorry. I should have asked first. Was that okay? Then you wouldn't mind if I did it again? Already feel a bit better when I'm touching someone, sweetheart. Seems that this spell feeds on the energies of others and not myself. You like how it feels when I touch you, don't you? My hand rests firmly on your hip. The other pulling you flush against me, bare skin against bare skin. Have you always been this soft, sweetheart? What? Can't answer because my hand is starting to go lower. What's the issue with that? Oh, I'm distracting, huh? I'll show you something that is really distracting, sweetheart. Was giving me. This is what I was needing, sweetheart. Not able to feed the power I granted myself with my own energy. Seems I have to siphon it from others. Does that make me a succubus? We can worry about the technicalities later. For right now, let's focus on making me stronger, getting me in a better state. And you are going to help me, aren't you? Oh, yeah. What a lovely little helper you're being for me, sweetheart. Taking what I give you so well. Starting to rock your hips with me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Follow my lead. I'll let you know what you gotta do. Don't want you to question how to make me feel good. Yeah. Why don't you suck one of my nipples into your mouth? Give you something to stifle those sounds of yours a bit. Gotta keep quiet if you don't want to wake the others. They're only across the hall. Wouldn't want them to see us like this. We would never hear the end of it. Owen's teasing alone would be enough to make me slit his throat. So keep your voice down for me, sweetheart. You can do that, right? Of course you can. Look at you. Eager to please. Happy to help. What a good little helper you're being. Making me feel so good with this body of yours. Your tongue circles my hard nipple in your mouth as you reach your hands around me to bring me closer. Love how my warm body feels against yours, don't you? Yeah. My arms around your neck as I grind against you, bringing us closer to the edge. Looks so good like this. Can't believe we haven't done this before. You've been holding out on me. Keeping it a secret how good you are at fucking. Your mouth continues to switch between my tits as I continue to rock. Feels so fucking good underneath me, sweetheart. Yes, you do. Could spend all day like this, gorging myself on your energy. Had no clue how bent up you were, how strong you would be able to make me. Can feel the power growing with every second, sweetheart. Seems the more pent up you are, the stronger the spell gets. That's good to know, isn't it? Imagine the potential, sweetheart. Edging you for an entire day before a boss, only to allow you to orgasm the morning of it. Giving me all of that extra strength and energy. We would practically be unstoppable together. Me as the leader and you as my little helper. Oh, I can just imagine getting a pretty collar and leash to wrap around your neck so that everyone knows who's in charge. Wouldn't want people to go to you for directions. Not when you're just a feeder for the real power of the group. Would just get to be taken care of all day. Could retire from this dangerous life of adventuring. Your abilities could be better suited elsewhere. After all, you like how it feels to serve me, don't you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can't help yourself from canting your hips against me, trying to grind back, creating more friction, more pleasure for yourself. It's cute that you think you have any sort of power here. Like I'm going to let you feel good just for the sake of letting you. Every moan you let out fills me up just a bit more. You're feeding me so well, sweetheart. The more you feed me, the stronger I get. the clearer I think, the more proud I get of you. It's not like I could trust anyone else with this task. Maeve wouldn't satisfy me like you, and Owen, well, he wouldn't be able to handle himself. This is your spot to shine in, sweetheart. And I wouldn't want anyone else. Didn't even entertain the thought of going to them. Well, I only wanted you, little helper. You're the only one I trust in this world. You're my best friend. Oh, yes. The only one I want is you, sweetheart. Always my first pick. Oh, doing such a good job, making me feel so good. Keep it up. Think the only way to stop this hunger is to orgasm. Otherwise, the ache is just going to keep growing, keep building up inside me until I burst. Oh, you're everything that I need, sweetheart. Yes, you are. Look at you, doing such a good job. Keep it up. You like making me feel good, don't you? Hands moving all over my body, caressing my curves as more wetness drips from me, making such a mess. But you don't care. You're just happy that you can be of assistance, right? That's my good sweetheart. Always so happy to be my little helper. Excited to do a good job for me. Love how you're taking it. Not even asking for more. Knowing your place. Knowing that I'm going to keep taking and taking until I'm stuffed. And you're going to keep letting me. It feels too good to stop, doesn't it? You just want more. Want to know if you can come from this sensation alone. It feels so good to be fucked. You're pretty sure that you can. The pleasure you're feeling is so much more intense. So much more consuming. You didn't know it could feel like this, did you? Oh, that's right, sweetheart. Moaning as my hand continues to touch you in time with my thrusts. Feels so full, sweetheart. Helping me get closer with every buck of your hips against me. Trying your best to help out. You're just as close as me, aren't you? And then you're going to be a good little helper and come at the same time as me. Not a second sooner or later. No, no, no. Oh, I'll even be nice. Give you a countdown. How does that sound? I knew he would like that. Oh, fuck, right there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the spot. Oh, come on. Give it to me. I can take it. Don't gotta be fragile with me, sweetheart. No, no, no. I know what I need. And if you don't offer it up, I'll just take it from you. I'm greedy like that. Needed that badly, sweetheart. Oh, come on. So fucking close. Just a little bit more. You can do it. You're my little helper, aren't you? So you're going to live up to the title and help me come, right? Oh, fuck. That's it, sweetheart. Look at you. Look so good when you're about to come. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come with me, sweetheart. You can do it. Come with me and let go. Come with me, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Did that feel better than regular sex, or was that just for me? Seems like you agree with me then. That's good. That means whenever I want to use this spell, I won't have to go out and find someone to sleep with. I can simply find wherever you are at and come to you. You'll always help me out, won't you? What a good little helper I've seemed to secure myself. Now that I'm in here, I don't want to go back to my room. This seems so far away. It's comfy in here, and you feel so nice. Can I please stay the night, sweetheart? Pretty pleased. And you wouldn't be mad. Okay, good. Get some sleep, sweetheart. I'll be sure to be gone when you wake up so none of the others are wiser. This can be our little secret. Just the two of us, right?